On his way to Corning, in the southwest part of the state, 49-year-old Dennis Lee stops at a sandwich shop to load up for a long run into a strong headwind.
I'll have a sausage, egg, and cheese on flatbread, foot long.
The temperature is unusually cold for early May, and there's a threat of thunderstorms, so Lee knows he'll need energy.
Typically, we burn about 3,500 calories during the run.
That's what he and his buddy Darren Shoemaker will expend while navigating more than 26 miles of hilly terrain along U.S. Highway 34 in Adams County. The two decided during a Christmas party conversation some years back to begin running marathons across Iowa's counties as part of their regular exercise routine and as a way to raise money for the American Heart Association. The 34-year-old Shoemaker says a few days after they talked, they took on Benton County.
On that very day, it was a blizzard the night before, and Dennis's wife, Chris, actually drove us out in a four-wheel drive truck in a blizzard, several inches of snow, and dropped us off 26-plus miles from home and drove off like it wasn't a big deal.
Chris Lee has since regretted she abandoned the two for the warmth of home, but she's been kept on as the pair's one-woman support team and chief worrywart.
I worry about injuries and I worry about traffic when they're on a pretty busy highway, so I worry about traffic.
The back of Chris's vehicle is loaded with Gatorade, candy bars, and other snacks. She'll dole them out to Dennis and Darren at periodic rest stops along the course. 4 miles into the run, the two marathoners are cautiously optimistic.
Feels good. Yeah, it's early, though. There's plenty of stuff that can go wrong yet.
Such as?
That giant hill in front of us.
And the clouds behind us.
And the wind in our face.
Indeed, the next 5 miles are killer.
How did that big hill turn out?
Terrible. It was, what is that, a mile and a half long? Two miles?
A mile and a half.
Yeah, it was long enough. And fairly steep. I didn't much care for it.
But they're looking forward to some sightseeing as they enter Corning, birthplace of a noted TV star.
We're heading for the courthouse. Probably stop and snap a few pictures there. And then we're off to Johnny Carson's house.
The long-anticipated rainstorm moving in from the south finally catches up to them.
I think this will blow over, though. I'm not too worried about it right now. It's not hailing yet, Dennis, so it's not that bad.
That's great.
Except for a playful dog, which won't leave them alone for a stretch, the rest of the jaunt goes without incident. They arrive at the Adams County border with Union County 3 hours and 47 minutes after they started.
Another one down.
One of our common statements when we finish is, I can't believe we just did that.
77 counties are now behind them. Dennis Lee and Darren Shoemaker hope to finish their trek by early summer 2016. In Adams County, east of Corning, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.